Christians are asking President Bush to take a message to the Olympics in China. Evangelists are the targets of violence in India, and a radio ministry team brings hope and healing to Liberia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The 2008 Olympic Games in Beijing, China open Friday, and U.S. President George W. Bush will be there. But many groups are hoping he's not just going to be a spectator of the opening ceremonies. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
Our hope is that while he's in China, he will raise the issue of religious freedom. He will be an advocate for persecuted Christians. He has raised that issue in the past, and we hope he will do it during this Olympic time as well.
Nettleton says persecution's been on the increase as the Olympics have drawn near. However, he doesn't expect that to stop Christians from evangelism during the Olympics.
They're not as worried about the government. They simply want to follow Christ, and they're going to do that regardless of what the government says, regardless of what restrictions are put on. They say, my first loyalty is to Jesus Christ, the head of the church. I'm going to do what he says.
Nettleton's asking Christians to pray for China as they watch the Olympics. Next, anti-Christian extremists attacked and severely beat three Gospel for Asia Bible College students in Karnataka, India. The students were on a field internship with a GFA missionary when a mob attacked them. They were taken to a local police station where the beatings and torture continued throughout the night. The situation looks grim for this group of four. Pray that these believers will find support from local authorities and that the situation won't escalate. You're listening to Mission Network News. Audio Scripture Ministries is partnering with an outreach in northern Kenya. It's a medical ministry to those living in rural, isolated areas. Together, they're distributing medicine as well as the tape talk players with scripture recordings, Christian music, and health messages. The people are listening to God's word in their language, and they're responding to it. Pray that more scripture recordings will be produced and that the players already in use will see many souls saved. Meanwhile, though rebels destroyed the ELWA radio station in Liberia's civil war, the gospel wasn't silenced. HCJB Global Voices' Dee Walker says the stations gradually pieced the ministry back together. They're partnering with them because
many of their equipment were outdated. We committed to provide for them some training and some equipment. So right now, pieces of equipment are on their way to Elwa, and we're able to buy some computers. What we are trying to help Elwa to do is to maximize their already existing ability. So we're moving them from analog to digital.
While the fighting ended, the devastation lives on. Walker says their team is training the Elwa group to help them better share the hope of Christ.
Let people pray for our team. Our team is growing, and there is need for infrastructure development, but we are very cautious. Just pray that God will keep us healthy and keep the team together. Pray that the government will be able to put security in place so that those of us who are traveling to these places will feel safe.
And classes began for the very first time at Shepherd's College this week. Dave Myers says the challenging classes in horticulture and life skills are a wonderful opportunity for his son, Brian.
It's an amazing place, and I think everybody should come here and learn about stuff.
Brian got interested in horticulture when he was helping with landscaping at a missionary training center. He's excited about the college's three-year program that will utilize classes and an internship to prepare him for work in landscaping, greenhouses, and garden retail.
Shepherd's Ministry, I think, really is not only going to be able to help guide hearts, but to really give hope to those with developmental disabilities that they can be successful, they can be proud of an opportunity for them to really serve and make a difference in the world and their lives.
Pray for the students to have endurance as they prepare to live lives that serve the kingdom of God. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7 is making available the music video, The Lord's Prayer, Yours Free for the Asking. It's a moving, high-end production showing how the power of the Lord's Prayer unites Christians in the Arab world. It'll inspire you, too. Get your free DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.